Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
SBS On The Money podcast. I'm Raina Sarumpayat and it's Wednesday, August the 12th, 2026. A day the Australian share market closed down 0.5%. We'll drill down into it with our analyst a little later, but the big newsmaker was Australia's biggest home lender, the Commonwealth Bank. It posted another record annual profit, just shy of $11 billion, boosted by lending growth across its core businesses. At the same time, warning of how cost of living pressures, a slowing Australian economy and global uncertainties are starting to show up in its loan book. Home loan arrears rose to 0.73%, while mortgage applications have slumped 15% since the federal budget, though they've stabilised in recent weeks. It follows a similar announcement on Monday by Westpac, which saw a 20% decline. Here's CBA Chief Executive Matt Comyn.
I think you can generally see applications that are falling obviously from October 2025 and over time increasingly both from affordability constraints, clearly inflation expectations and the first, rate hike in Feb, and then two more subsequents, the last being on the, I think it's the 5th of May to 4.35. Then you overlay that with economic uncertainty on a global basis, an oil shock, and yes, taxation changes.
CBA shares ended the day down 0.7%. Overall, the ASX 200 ended 0.5% lower, 41 points to 9,209. 9 out of the 11 sectors closed weaker. Stephanie Youssef spoke to Francesco De Stradis, the investment advisor at Ord Minnett, and they began with the CBA.
Yes, good result. We've seen, and Westpac had a reasonably good quarterly update the other day also, but share prices have been sent a bit lower. A couple of reasons for this. Higher interest rates, scaring new entrants into the mortgage market. So I don't expect to see a great deal of growth in mortgages over the next year or two. And changes to the tax regime have really put the cat amongst the pigeons with property investors. So property markets are starting to come off. Provisions for bad and doubtful debts might start to increase. So I think we're starting to look at a little bit of headwind for the banks. The banks have been so good for quite a few years now. They are overvalued. At Ord Minnett, we would expect to see these share prices come off. This might be the trigger to see that happen.
The RBA yesterday left interest rates on hold and issued an improved inflation forecast, though it still has inflation being higher for longer. What are your thoughts on the trajectory for rates? And do you think the hiking cycle is over?
Yeah, well, no, at Ord Minnett, we expect to see one more rate hike between now and the end of the year, so another 25 basis points. We think the Reserve Bank probably held off a little bit because they're a little bit hawkish. They're starting seeing, some positive signs out there, but also they're potentially starting to see not only positive signs from an inflation point of view, but also the economy starting to not necessarily fall, but the growth starting to decline a little bit. So I suppose they're caught between two sides of the rate cycle, but we would expect to see one more rate rise between now and the end of the year.
Of course, the inflation picture is muddied by the uncertainty in the Middle East. We've seen oil prices continue to climb on doubts that a US-Iran deal will be reached. We've seen this back and forth numerous times before. So why do you think investors are still reacting so volatile to these headlines? And what do you think it'll take to stabilise oil prices?
Well, I think to stabilise oil prices or for oil prices to get back to some sort of normality, I suppose, is probably the key, is to see both parties agree to terms. We've seen a number of times that they've gone to the table, there's been an agreement, but then someone's backed away from it. So if they continue to do that, then the oil prices will continue to be volatile. The markets know if tensions increase, then the oil price increase. If tensions fall away, the oil price will fall away. I think the US probably want to get some sort of agreement in place before the midterm elections, particularly this administration. So I would expect to start seeing it calm down between now and the end of the year. But stranger things happen. It's hard to tell with the Iranians and understand what their thinking is. But look, I think the oil price is the key, not only for the markets, but also for inflation. If oil prices remain significantly high, then we can expect to see that stick into inflation for quite some time. I'd anticipate this to end before the end of the year.
We now look ahead to US inflation data out tonight. What are markets expecting there?
Yeah, our economists at Ord Minnett expecting inflation to moderate a bit. So personally, I don't think there's any real change to where we saw the numbers recently. A headline rate of about 3.5, underlying rate of about 2.5. I don't think that moderates any change in the stance for the Fed. So I think interest rates are on hold in the US as well as here for now.
Finally, what are you telling your clients at the moment and where are the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, well, leading into reporting season, it's always a bit of a minefield, but I think some common themes have played out for quite a while now. AI is obviously a theme that's been around for a little while now, but you know, people are playing on the data center side of things. I think the key to the AI is obviously efficiencies within the broader market, but also semiconductors. I think we need to see improvements in processing, which will improve the speed and efficiency of artificial intelligence, but also electrification. So moving that down to my next theme is copper. I think copper is a good theme. We saw Rio Tinto's results last week driven by copper, and I think we're going to see some really good results out of companies like Capstone Copper and Sandfire over these reporting seasons. So and it'll play out for quite some time, not only from an AI point of view, but also from changes to the way we generate electricity around the world. Moving more to renewables means the upgrades in electrification around the world is necessary, and supply is not keeping up with that demand. So we've seen copper prices go well over $14,000 a tonne over the last week or so. I'm not sure if it's going to go much higher, but it'll remain high for quite some time. And then, you know, defence themes, it's a bit hard for some investors, but I think, you know, with the US pressuring a lot of other NATO countries to increase their budgets, then, you know, there's some number of companies out there that are focused on defence spending. Cardno Technology is one of those. They create and sell communications equipment. So it's not bullets and bombs where people might have some sort of ethical issues. It's more of a passive spending on defence spending. Finally, I think there's some turnaround stories out there in the marketplace. We've seen AMP put out a reasonably good result and good forward-looking statements as well. So there are some turnaround stories out there. Just keep an eye on the healthcare sector as well.
That was Francesco De Stradis, investment advisor at Ord Minnett, with Stephanie Youssef. And it wraps up the podcast for this August the 12th. I'm Raina Sarumpayat. Thanks for your company. Catch you next time.
This SBS On The Money.
Just when you're about to take the lead against your friends in your favourite online race, then a game update starts downloading. The screen freezes. You imagine your friends overtake you one by one, probably laughing while doing so. Thankfully, with today's NBN speeds, updates are faster and more seamless, so races are decided without interruption on equal terms. The way we play online has changed. NBN has evolved alongside it with better speed built for how we choose to game. Visit nbn.com.au. Faster speeds applicable to FTTP and HFC technologies.